Hello there, and welcome to another episode of The Unwatchables. We have big news. Well, we don't have big news. Disney has big news for us.
Do they, though?
Yeah. I mean, they literally dropped, like...
But do they really, though?
They literally dropped... Okay. Are you done?
But do they really, though? Do they really, though? I mean, they have news, but is it actually... big news.
They dropped like 100 freaking shows things that they were gonna do. Like, yeah, it's big news.
Is that actually big though? Is that considered big news? Is it?
What do you consider to be big news? Big news.
I consider big news to be anything larger than what's a good comparison?
A pineapple.
A pineapple under the sea.
He lives in a pineapple under the sea.
Nope.
Dang it, bro. I'll do it myself. SpongeBob SquarePants, absorbent. No. Porous and yellow and buoyant is he. SpongeBob SquarePants.
Anyway.
So, yeah. Disney dropped like 50 something new things. Or, well, they didn't drop anything, but they announced 50 something new TV shows out of the blue. Not TV shows, like projects for no reason. Yeah. Like, well, I guess there was a reason. It was technically Disney's Investor Day, but, you know.
Indeed. Yeah, they have, like, it's mostly just TV shows plus a few movies that will be going into production. And we just have an article up with them categorized into their group. Like, there's a Star Wars on Disney Plus one. There's Star Wars movies. There's Pixar and Disney Animation. Pixar movies. Marvel. Yeah, and so on. So, do you want to just, like, work through this list by going down?
I have a few things to say first. It is my opinion that the future of movies with Disney is coming to an end. At least with, not Disney, but with, like, everything they own, like Star Wars, Marvel, etc. I feel like that's coming to an end.
I don't think it's coming to an end at all. They have, like, big movies announced, so...
Yeah, but I think it is. I think there's way more shows that are way more hype than the movies.
Well, that doesn't matter about the hype. They still bring in way more money. Like, way more money. So,
well, I think eventually shows are going to take over those franchises. I think they already are.
I don't know. I still do enjoy movies more than TV shows, personally.
I never said I don't like movies. I just said that I think that's the way Marvel and Star Wars specifically are going.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm sick of Marvel movies and I'm ready for Marvel TV shows, but I want more Star Wars in every single way because Marvel's pumped out like 20 movies. Well,
Marvel's pumped up 20 movies in 12 years. Star Wars has pumped out like 11 in about 60.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there was like a huge break, like a huge 40-year gap. So.
True. I can't remember. I don't think I was like excited at all when Force Awakens was announced. I think I was just like, oh, cool. Cause I was like,
you were young.
10, maybe. I was like 10. So I'd barely even seen the original trilogy at that point. That was probably before I saw like Revenge of the Sith in them because. I don't think any 10-year-old should be watching Revenge of the Sith.
I started Revenge of the Sith when I was, like, 8.
Well, you saw, like, The Lord of the Rings when you were, like, 4, so...
Okay, fine. I passively watched it. I was just sitting on the couch, picking up my belly button, watching a bunch of orcs walk around, okay? I didn't
know... For years, you're like, Connor, you should watch this. For Connor, you should watch this. And I was like, my mom won't let me. And then I finally did, and then it was fun.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway... That's sad.
We should probably start this list, I guess.
Yeah, so I want to start with Star Wars. We have like a big list. I'll just read them out quickly. There's obviously The Mandalorian Season 3 that will be coming out next December.
Yippee!
Then we also have two Mandalorian spinoffs, which is Rangers of the New Republic and Ahsoka.
Wait. Are those spinoffs, though?
Yeah, they're announced as Mandalorian spinoffs. Mandalorian characters.
Because is Rangers of the New Republic, isn't, like, Cara Dune, isn't she a Ranger of the Republic or something?
Yeah.
So is it going to be about her?
Don't think so.
Or people
probably
like
she might show up. I think it'll just be like the New Republic in general, and then we have Star Wars.
Well, no, it says all three shows will intersect. Yeah, you're right, because it says all three shows will intersect at some point in the future.
So. Then we also have the Bad Batch, which we got a trailer on earlier.
You can check our review of that trailer out on our YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah.
In the description down below.
Then we also have a Cassian Andor series from Rogue One. We also have The Acolyte, which is supposed to be a High Republic era when the dark side starts emerging, which is really cool. We haven't really gotten any of that stuff yet. We also have the Kenobi series with Ewan McGregor. We have
Hayden Christensen! Ah! Yay!
We also have a droid.
I'm really excited about that.
We also have a droid story. I don't know if this is supposed to be animated or if this is supposed to be live action, but it sounds weird. It's supposedly about, this is what it says, a new heroic droid will be introduced. Okay, the article I have.
I'm pretty sure whoever wrote this article had a stroke. We'll type in that sentence.
Yeah, this is what the
new heroic droid will be introduced, R2-D2 and C-3PO.
That's not grammar, but yeah.
It is. It's terrible grammar.
Okay, fine. I don't know what that's supposed to be about, but we also have a new quote-unquote event series about Lando Calrissian. Then we also have...
You say Calrissian weird.
Calrissian?
It's Calrissian.
That's what I said, Calrissian.
You said Calrissian, like with Z's.
Okay, whatever. But we also have Star Wars Visions, which is supposedly a Star Wars anime. That's what it says. But after that last sentence, I don't really trust this article anymore.
No, it is. I've seen that multiple places.
Okay. Anyway, that's. Then we also have the Star Wars movies coming up with Rogue Squadron, and a Taika Waititi movie, which I'm so excited about because he's made the best episode of Mandalorian yet.
I'm not sure if I'd agree with the best one yet, but. So which one of these Star Wars things are you most excited for, my good sir?
Okay, I'll just say I have no interest in a Lando series, not at all. I think I'm really just excited for the Kenobi series and the Cassian Andor series.
If I had to pick the two that I was most excited for, it'd probably be Kenobi and then The Acolyte.
Yeah.
Because I think that sounds extremely cool to see something that is probably going to be the point of view of like a dark side user.
But it depends on whether it's live action or not. I don't know if we have
That one's definitely supposed to be live action, I'm pretty sure.
Is it? Okay. Then if so,
if it's not live action, then it depends what style of animation they choose.
Yeah. And one thing that has really annoyed me, one of the main things that's annoyed me about the sequel trilogy, it's kind of turning into Marvel, where things are too connected. But I really like now that they're trying to make things extremely disconnected. They're doing things from all over the galaxy, you know?
Well, the whole point is it is the sequel trilogy. It's not a sequel if it's not connected.
No, I mean, they were doing Rogue One, they did Solo, they did all of that, and now they're with The Mandalorian, and they're connecting it to all this stuff. I just want some disconnected Star Wars series. I think that the Cassian Andor series will do good with that.
You say that, yet the one you're most excited for is the Obi-Wan series. By the way, I'm so excited for.
Well, that's not going to be connected to anything. It's just going to be Kenobi. I don't think it's going to have...
It's still connected, though, just by the fact that Kenobi's in it.
Well, I don't have... You're making it seem like that I don't like connections. I just kind of hate...
I'm just joking, bro.
I will say I hate them. I've been kind of quiet on this, but I do kind of hate the direction Mandalorian's going in. Sorry to say.
I don't. I love it.
I don't like that they're bringing in so many characters that we've seen before. I want new characters, not these guys. If I wanted Ahsoka, I'd watch an Ahsoka series, which hopefully she won't show up again in Mandalorian, so we can actually enjoy her series.
They literally already confirmed that was the only episode she'll be in.
Yes, I know, but in this season. But, I just hope...
I'd beg to disagree, but we can talk about that next week in our Mandalorian
I really
episode.
Just hope that they keep Mandalorian on its own, because that's what I love so much about the first season. But anyway, on to the rest of this stuff.
So, Let's talk about, like, I know we already, I just mentioned this, but let's talk about the Obi-Wan series a little bit. Who's hyped for Hayden Christensen? Me. So I want to know your opinion on this, because you've expressed a lot more dislike towards him in the past than I have.
Yeah, because I don't think he's a good actor. I've seen excuses about how it's the script, but there have been there he's Star Wars isn't the only movies he's been in. They're not the only movies. There are some movies that have scripts that are even more bearable than the prequels, and yet his performance is still trash. I just don't think he's a very good actor. I think that if he has a good director this time around, by whoever is directing the Kenobi series, they might be able to get something good out of it.
Her name is like Deborah something.
She quit, I think.
Really?
Or
Because that's what they were
she.
talking about her a few days ago.
Oh, really? I suppose, like, a few months ago, it was announced that she was doing it, but then they said she was off the project. So I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
But,
But.
It's so hard not to get hyped about like him being announced to return.
He could ruin the entire
But
thing.
also, it's kind of scary because he could just. There's always the chance that it turns out like his, I think, slightly defendable performance in the prequels, but still not great.
Yeah, you can of course defend it by saying it's not as bad as it is in the prequels because I don't think his acting is as bad as it looks in the prequels because the dialogue's just trash and it ruined his entire performance. However, if he did have a good script, his performance still wouldn't be anything great. I don't know if it would be anything good. I think it would still be an okay performance, you know? And it would work. So,
Yeah, we can just fight about whether or not we like him
yeah, but.
and when that comes out. But the thing is, it is kind of scary because it's like, oh my goodness, he's coming back,
Yeah.
and everyone would be super disappointed if it wasn't him. But also, saying, oh my goodness, he's coming back about someone who again was rather lackluster in another trilogy of movies is kind of like, am I going too far here?
Yeah.
Is this a bad thing?
The opinion I've gotten is that Star Wars fans, or like a large portion, mostly prequel fans, are just dying to get whatever they can in relation to the prequels. And because they grew up with the prequels, they see Hayden Christensen. They think he wasn't a great actor, but he's from the prequels. I'll take it and I'll love it with every part of my body, you know?
Well, you know, every single person would have been like, I would have been really mad too if they chose someone else.
Yeah. Well, it
Like,
depends.
if it was anybody other than him, I think, especially if they had any, like,
It
if it's
depends.
only Darth Vader, then yeah, maybe
Well,
I wouldn't be as mad. But if they had any Anakin in there and he was played by somebody else, I would throw a riot.
if they have flashbacks, then they would have to use Anakin. But if it's Darth Vader, I don't really see what's the point of using Anakin. I mean, using Hayden Christensen, except to get the fans happy. You know, I guess that can work.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. I was thinking there must be some sort of like flat there has to be some sort of flashbacks because they have on multiple occasions had Darth Vader without Hayden Christensen.
Yeah.
And I if Darth Vader is in there, would they even use his voice or would they call up James Earl Jones?
Yeah.
Because they gotta call up James Earl Jones, right?
Oh yeah, definitely they have
So
to.
he literally and he's not even that big of a did he wear the suit in the prequels? He wore the suit in the prequels, right?
No, he didn't.
At the end, was that him?
No. Oh, Hayden
So yeah.
Christensen? Hayden
Yeah.
Christensen wore the suit, I think.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Okay. Cuz I was going to say he might not even be in the suit at all, so there has to be some flashbacks, but also, I'm assuming they'll put him in the suit.
Right.
But then it becomes I guess he'll have probably I'm debating like if this could also in a way be a story about Darth Vader.
Don't think so. Because I feel like if they did do that, they would literally make a series about him. Because he's done so many things in Star Wars Legends. So I think he won't play a tiny part. I think he'll play an okay part. Well, he might be in like a single flashback, you know? That might just be what it is. But I don't think they'd go as far as to make some sort of like make an Obi-Wan series, but then make it about Hayden, about Anakin Skywalker. Sorry, I'm flubbing out all my words today. I don't know why I am, but I am.
So here's what I've always thought. People have always asked about, like, when are we gonna get the Darth Vader series? It should be rated R and super, like, intense, blah blah blah. And my response to that has always been, I mean, yeah, some little bit more information would be nice, but, like, I'm pretty sure that's what all the movies are about.
Yeah.
So, like, I've never understood people asking for that because, like, literally, that's what the prequels and the originals are about, is Darth Vader.
And here's
So why would you need a whole separate show about that?
something to think about. Because Darth Vader's presence is so menacing, you want to use it very sparingly. You know, like Rogue One, when it had Vader in like two scenes, and it was spectacular. And that's, if they put more in, it would have been overdoing it. So if they put too much Darth Vader in, then it would just be kind of weird. You know, like how in Mandalorian they're like using Moff Gideon very sparingly and only saving him for like the end of each episode for like 20 seconds. That's what I like.
Yeah, I'm not saying it should be like about him or anything. I'm just saying like they could also use it as a bit of a tool to like expand like the tiniest little bits on what happened to him between A New Hope and Revenge of the Sith as well, 'cause that's just as interesting.
Yeah, I
I'm not
guess.
like obviously it's going to be about Kenobi and only Kenobi, but I'm just saying there could be a little bit of like wiggle room, like the tiniest bit to just expand again the tiniest bit on that
Right.
as well.
And I kind of want to move on to some of these other things outside of Kenobi. What do you think is going to be with this Cassian Andor series? Do you think it's going to be like right before Rogue One, or do you think it's going to be about
I think
him?
it's just gonna be.
I think
Were you
it's.
just gonna say after Rogue
No,
One? 'Cause,
I said right before Rogue One. I think it's gonna be basically like Solo, a Star Wars story. It's about him growing up.
I was gonna say that. I think it's like probably just gonna be like the story of how he came to be in the rebellion.
Yeah. Because
You know? 'Cause, like, obviously he was kind of shifty before that.
they do have
So, probably like just developing his character from whatever shifty thing he was to who he is in Rogue
yeah,
One.
they do have concept art. They released that, and it looks like it kind of looks the same as in Rogue One, so it's not going to be like 10 years before. It's probably going to be like leading up to that very moment when it gets introduced.
Editor's note, not sure what happened with his mic there, but it low-key sounded like those things that like stop doors that you'd like flick as like a little kid and it'd go back and forth, you know? That's random, sorry, but no idea what just happened. Ignore it. Bye.
It is convenient for that the original movie with that character wasn't made 40, 50 years before the spin-off bit was, so you can use the same guy.
Yeah.
Just think how good Solo would have been with Harrison Ford, like young Harrison Ford. That would have been epic.
Yeah. Anyway, also, what do you think about this Lando series? I honestly don't know how I feel.
I'll watch it, but I don't really care.
Like, Lando, he's fine. He's not like. I know a lot of people when he was in Rise of Skywalker loved that he was in Rise of Skywalker. I just never really cared about him. He's.
I think it's very obvious room to make something because there's nothing about him.
Yeah.
My question is it the story of him between Rise of Skywalker and the original? It's Donald Glover, right?
Yeah, it could be interesting to straight out just see him as this not very good guy, you know? That could be cool. You know, just
Okay, yeah, I was wondering.
watching him as
If
this.
it's Donald Glover, then it's not gonna be like after the original
Yeah,
trilogy.
but I
Because then they'd probably just call it Billy Dee Williams. Actually, no, he's too
Yeah,
old.
I still so want like a Syndicate series. That would be so cool.
You know the series they missed on here? There's perfect opportunity here. Is the Hondo on the Annika
Oh yeah.
series? That's his name, right? Hondo
I
Annika.
saw a lot of people saying that they were expecting him to be in this episode of Mandalorian when the pirates came along.
That would have been insanely
Yeah.
epic.
What does he look? Wait, let me see. Oh, is he like that spiky guy who looks slightly lizardish with the glasses or with the goggles?
Yeah, kind of. And he's got like a
Yeah.
hat. Yeah, that's him.
He's cool.
I think he should get a kind of Pirates of the Caribbean style show.
Right.
I think that would be extremely cool.
That'd be cool.
What else is here? Andor, Obi-Wan. I don't really care about a droid story either.
That just sounds like a thrower. It sounds like a short
It
film.
literally just sounds like let's
A
have
Disney
more
short.
R2-D2 and C-3PO.
It sounds like a Disney
Yeah, yeah,
short,
yeah.
you know?
Maybe it will be.
Yeah, it might be.
And then Star Wars Visions. I don't even know what that is. I know that literally is like short films.
Oh, I completely missed. I completely forgot for a second that they were making the Ahsoka series. I'm actually really excited for that one.
Oh yeah, bro. What? We've both been skipping over that the whole time.
Yeah,
that's gonna be insane.
That's gonna be good.
I'm literally not. I don't even like. I like Ahsoka, but she's not like my favorite. But I'm so hyped for Thrawn.
Oh yeah.
It's not even funny.
That'd be amazing.
Thrawn is literally like very close to Darth Vader to being my favorite Star Wars villain.
He's supposed to be like the Star Wars version of Khan in Star Trek, right? He's calculated everything. He's like the smartest guy around.
He's calm, calculated, and a genius, and he focuses a lot on art and stuff in his tactics, which is interesting.
So
if you start fighting him, he's going to beat the crap out of you.
Sounds like Moriarty, almost.
He's literally played by the guy who has like the Applegate guy from Sherlock.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'd say their characters could be kind of similar.
Cool.
He's not like off the hinge though, so I wouldn't make him like Moriarty. But yeah, you know the robot guys that beat up or that kidnap Baby Yoda?
Yeah.
Thrawn beat the crap out of a bunch of four of those.
Wait, sorry, which guys?
The black robot guys that kidnap Baby Yoda.
You mean Dark Troopers?
The Dark Troopers, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Thrawn like beat the crap out of them.
Nice.
So yeah, Thrawn is awesome. I love Thrawn.
Yep.
So literally, I'm more hyped. I'm honestly more hyped for Thrawn than Ahsoka.
If Thrawn's in Ahsoka, then I think you're gonna be rooting for Thrawn the entire time.
Oh yeah, bro. Thrawn is so. I love Thrawn way more than I like Ahsoka, bro.
So moving on from the TV shows in Star Wars, we also have the movies. Apparently, Patty Jenkins, director of Wonder Woman, is doing a Rogue Squadron movie, which could be cool. I don't know if it's supposed to be like have anything to do with Rogue One, because
no.
Rogue...
Did you read the description here? Rogue Squadron was a Rebel Alliance starfighter squadron founded by Luke Skywalker.
Oh really, Luke's?
I don't like that concept.
That Luke's not going to be in it, right? I hope not. I think
I do not like that concept.
I think characters like Luke should just stay out of it.
I think this is not a good like. It's
he's
like,
just too old now.
Firstly, he didn't. When does this happen? It can't happen during the rebellion, can it?
I guess it can. Like in between.
I don't want more movies during the rebellion.
I'm guessing it's gonna take in between. Yeah, I'm kind of done with the rebellion. That's why Mandalorian's so nice, because just after, you know, there's no huge thing to worry about, but there are small things to worry
and
about.
And I hate the fact that once the rebellion won, there was just a new republic for like a couple years, and then the First Order just took over.
Well, one thing I actually have a small theory on, I don't know how this holds up at all, but this could be really interesting.
Are you about to say that the New Republic turned
into
the First
Order?
Yes,
that's what I was going to say.
That'd be
so cool, you know? Because there's the whole commentary in Episode 7, Season 2, about how they're basically the same. And what...
Except then, you lose the arcs that you could develop from that with like Luke and Han and Leia in the sequel trilogy, just like they miss out on every cool opportunity. Because a lot of what Star Wars is about is that any government like that can turn into something bad. That's like a big theme.
Yeah. Anyway, also there's a Taika Waititi film coming out in 2024. This makes me question how long, what does the future, how distant are all these shows releasing? Are they all 2025,
I'd say. I know Obi-Wan. I think Obi-Wan is coming out next year, right?
Legit.
That's what I thought.
It's just
I know it's filming in January.
It's just a 4-episode series, right?
Yeah, it's filming in January, and it's only 4 episodes, so presumably
it's
coming
out
either really early 2022.
And it's just one season.
Yeah. I'm sad, but also I don't think it needs more.
Like that's all we really need, just to touch on some things, you know, just to.
Like, the point of it isn't just to make a show about Obi-Wan, I don't think. I think the point of it is to expand on his character.
Yeah. Like, we've had his peak, and we've had his end. We haven't had his middle yet.
Because I don't want a show, just about, Obi-Wan going on adventures.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm looking for. That would be pretty boring.
Yeah. And I've seen nothing on here about Rian Johnson's trilogy. So I'm wondering if that's just...
That got canceled, didn't it?
Did it get canceled? I'd be so sad if it did.
Could have sworn that got canceled when everyone hated Rian Johnson.
Bro, he's such a good director, though. He makes such a he makes such an amazing movie if he had no restraints. You know, like no he did.
Again, I've said this many times. The biggest problem is with the sequel trilogy is the change of direction.
Yeah, if he didn't have to pick up after some other director, then he'd make a bomb episode.
If you put Rian Johnson on Force Awakens, Last Jedi, and Rise of Skywalker, firstly, I don't think the Force Awakens would have been a carbon copy of A New Hope that is super boring.
It's really not a carbon copy. There's like
it's bad. It's not good. It's not a good
people
movie.
People say that movie is like a shot-for-shot remake. It has like one point that is exactly the same.
Yeah, guys, we're making a new trilogy. Let's have another sand scavenger whose parents are not alive go find out that she's actually a mysterious force wizard and have to destroy a big round thing that blows up planets. It's got the exact same structure. It's boring.
I wouldn't say that. Anyway,
it's boring to just make the carbon copy story because that's now three trilogies where you've had someone from a mysterious sand planet become mysterious space Jedi.
Yeah, whatever.
It's just, it's not. It's.
I think it would have worked better if they at least didn't have Star. Whatever it's called, that base thing. Like,
First Order as well. Oh, there's a new Empire? What? And there's a scary old man who mysteriously leads the black cloak guy with the red lightsaber? What?
Okay. Well, I actually like the First Order.
Smuggler, like, not a smuggler, and a rough and tough pilot guy that slings a gun?
Who?
Did you just say you liked the First Order?
Yeah, I like the concepts.
The First Order would be cool if it was the New Republic, but it isn't.
Well, we don't know that.
Yeah. We don't. Lack of evidence doesn't constitute evidence.
Yeah, but lack of.
So you can't say either way, and the way what we see on screen, it is just a boring carbon copy of the Empire.
Okay, I just still like the idea about them.
I hate the First Order.
Okay, whatever. So we should move on. I'm kind of stuck on time. I'm kind of closing in on time here. I don't have much.
Yeah. Should we move on from Star Wars?
Yeah,
Any other thoughts on Star Wars?
Let's move on from Star Wars. Do you want
to? All right, I'm going to skip over. We got Disney animations here, but I'm going to skip that and go on to Pixar.
Yeah.
Because we talk about Pixar. Or should we go to Marvel first?
I honestly don't have anything to say about Pixar.
I just wanted to talk about Lightyear. That's the only one I care about.
Well, that's not even. It's like a short.
No, it's not. It's a full length feature film.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Lightyear, starring Chris Evans, will tell the original story of the real Buzz Lightyear pilot who inspired the famous toy line.
Oh, so this is like.
It's about a regular dude who's the dude that inspired the TV show that inspired Buzz Lightyear, or it's literally just the TV show that the toys are made off of.
It's a.
Just in movie form.
I'm pretty sure it's the real, because it says real.
Yeah, so I'm trying to figure that out. And then you got a couple other movies. What on earth is this?
Yeah, that sounds weird. Don't read that out. That sounds weird.
That sounds.
I hate the name.
What the?
Yeah, let's move on from that.
I'm going to skip over that movie. Also, you got the Lightning McQueen show, which could be interesting, but also, they don't need more Lightning McQueen. Ever since the first one, it's gone downhill. Yeah. But yeah, Lightyear, I'm actually kind of interested in that one. I've never been like hugely like, ooh, this movie looks really good. Let's go. Like, I want to see this about Pixar. I've been like, oh, it's Pixar. Sure, let's watch.
Except
it.
For Soul.
And I've enjoyed Pixar.
That's
movies.
How I feel about Soul. I think Soul's gonna be outstanding. I think it's gonna be like the next up or next set out.
I don't get hype for Pixar movies just because like I don't know because there's nothing like I don't know. But this one is based upon like a very nostalgic sort of thing. And I'm excited. Everyone's pissed off though that it doesn't have Tim Allen.
Bruh. It's about the main character. I mean, it's about the real person, you know.
I personally don't care, but I do think it would have made sense to make it be Tim Allen.
I don't really know though, because Tim Allen's voice is so over the top, but
I think if Chris Evans just like sort of like imitates some of like the vocal mannerisms though, it'll
yeah,
be fine.
I think Chris Evans will do like a more real voice, you know?
Because Chris Evans is a good enough actor to make that voice like just realistic. Yeah. So hopefully that goes well. So yeah, that's all I really care about from. Oh, I can't stop. Oh, that other movie looks so bad. What the heck?
Anyway, let's move on to Marvel. We have a lot.
Marvel's obviously the two things from Disney that me and you are into the most are Star Wars and Marvel. So like,
and I'm not really into the Marvel one that much. I think that Loki looks really good, but then there are all these other random things that they're releasing. They have like an I Am Groot.
There's
short.
So many, so I'm just gonna go over the list. Is that sound okay?
They have She-Hulk.
I'm gonna go over the list.
Okay, go ahead.
You've got WandaVision, which actually comes out in like 30 days. So
what?
That's pretty.
That's
dope.
It comes out
January 15th, 2021.
Wait, what?
The release date is set for January 15th, 2021.
Bruh, what the heck?
We got a month till that one. And then Falcon and the Winter Soldier, March. Loki, May. Hawkeye, late fall 2021. These are all coming. Like, they've got three. Marvel has the most things coming next year.
Yeah.
So WandaVision comes January 15th. The Falcon and the Winter Soldier comes in March. Loki, 2020, May. Hawkeye, late fall. What if? What do you think about What If?
I'm not really sure.
I'm not hyped, but I think it'll be kind of cool.
It'll be a cool concept. That's how I think about all of these. They're interesting concepts. I just don't think they're really going to be that watchable. Not that.
So I know me and you disagree about the first one, WandaVision.
I think it looks intriguing, but nothing has really...
Intriguingly. I think it looks really good.
Nothing has really caught my eye that much besides it's set in the 50s, you know?
Okay, this one is... It's not set in the... Okay, we can talk about that after I go through this list. What about this one? Ironheart will follow teenaged Riri Williams, who reverse engineers Tony Stark's armor to protect her Chicago neighborhood. That's a completely unfounded story so far in the Marvel universe.
And I'd have to see something about it because just straight off the bat, it seems like some, I don't really know what to think. It doesn't really seem that Marvel-y. Is that how I say it? But. Yeah, I just don't know.
I think they're
expanding it, which is interesting.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good thing. And then you got Armor Wars, which will be about Don Cheadle's War Machine after Tony Stark's tech falls into the wrong hands. This one I'm really excited for. Secret Invasion, Samuel Jackson's Nick Fury and Ben Mendelsohn's Talos as they unearth a secret scroll conspiracy, because that could potentially follow up on the big cliffhanger at the end of Far From Home.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited for that. Iman Vellani confirmed as Kamala Khan in Miss Marvel.
Yeah.
And will co-star in Captain Marvel 2.
But here's what's scaring me. I know a lot of people, because they were releasing like 4 Marvel films a year for the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. That was getting extremely overwhelming for people. And they were like, no, not
too. Bro, starting in like 2022, we're going to be so overwhelmed.
Yeah, and I'm probably just going to skip most of these and never watch them.
I'm not.
The ones I'll watch are WandaVision, possibly Falcon Winter Soldier, because I don't know how good that looks. It doesn't look. I don't really.
That one doesn't look anywhere near as good as like Loki looks.
Loki
really
looks
good.
Amazing. I love how he's like just jumping around the universe. That's so funny.
And I personally think WandaVision looks extremely intriguing.
Yeah, I am intrigued. Just nothing has caught my eye yet. I don't really see what I'm supposed to see yet.
Okay, so this is what I'm confused on. James Gunn will write and direct a live-action Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special for Disney Plus to arrive in 2022. What is that?
I have no idea.
I originally thought that was just the name for Volume 3, but that's still coming in 2033. 2023. So I'm so confused.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like,
is it just going to be...
Is it just like, what if it's like the Star Wars holiday special?
Oh my gosh.
Have you ever seen the Star Wars holiday special?
Yes, I have.
I haven't, and I'm sad, and every time I think about it, I do desperately want to watch it, but they wouldn't put it on Disney Plus because they're idiots.
It was the biggest waste of time ever.
But it's funny.
I wish I could.
I knew a guy who said we asked him to rank his Star Wars movies, and he put the holiday special over The Last Jedi.
That's harsh. That's really harsh. And it's kind of petty. It's very petty. Sorry.
You probably know who I'm talking about.
Do I? Oh.
I'll tell you
when
I'm done. I'll tell you
that person?
Yeah. I Am Groot will be comprised, not compromised, which is what I almost said, comprised of a series of short films starring Groot as he interacts with other Marvel characters. This one, to me, it's like, I guess this is just like, I'm pretty sure it's about Baby Groot.
Yeah.
So it's like,
they're Pixar short. I mean, they're gonna
it's
be like
if they made a shorts about Baby Yoda like hugging people. It's like, it's basically just like cute trapping.
Yeah, it's like you know Forky from Toy Story 4?
They made a bunch of shorts about him, right?
Yeah, I think it's just gonna be like that.
Black Panther will not cast the late Chadwick Boseman. And director Ryan Coogler is making a new concept. I believe it was supposed to, like, what I read was it's going to, like, explore the Wakandan culture and, like, honor
cool.
him. I don't know how they, are they just going to say Black Panther died? I don't know how that's going to work.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That's going to be complicated.
Mahershala Ali, I probably mispronounced that.
Mahershala Blade, Ali. I love him. He's such a good actor.
Blade will be coming in the near future. What is Blade?
It's like the first, how do I explain? It's like a super John Wick, but with swords. It's kind of like a Deadpool, but without the costume, and he's in a tracksuit.
Oh, that sounds... Oh, I think I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, Mahershala Ali is really good.
Okay, the thing is, we act like we're, like, getting so much stuff, but the thing is, these are all spread out over, like, 5 years.
Yeah, but that's still a lot, Connor. That is... This is a lot of content.
The thing is, they all start coming out. Oh, wow.
And they also.
Yeah, they all start coming out in like 20. The shows are all coming out next year, but then like 2022, we get hit with like six flipping films.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm ready for that.
It's a lot of movie going. Peyton Reed will direct a third Ant-Man film titled Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania.
Yeah.
I've seen people talking about how they think this is going to be like the Thor Ragnarok of Ant-Man, which is possible.
Okay, here's what I do not want. I do not want Marvel to turn into Thor Ragnarok. I love Thor Ragnarok, and I thought it was a great spin on Thor, but I do not want every single Marvel movie to turn into Thor Ragnarok.
No, I mean just like the freaking like best movie of the series is what they're thinking. And Ant-Man's already kind of like that.
Well, Ant-Man already has its own style, so I don't want a new style. No,
I don't think they mean it's gonna like have that style. I think they just mean it's gonna like make Ant-Man so much better.
And also, what do you think about all this quantum stuff in Marvel? Are you kind of done with it?
No, I think it's a very interesting thing to explore.
I felt like they just butchered it in Endgame. So I thought it was in
Kang the Conqueror.
I loved it in Ant-Man movies, but then it turns into time travel, and then I'm like, oh, so it's basically just. What you can just do anything you want with it, okay?
How about Kang the Conqueror? He's coming apparently to Quantumania.
Interesting.
He's that like blue and purple guy, right?
Yeah, up there.
I don't know. I neither of us.
He looks
have
like
ever, really
he looks like reverse
Marvel.
Thanos.
Yeah, kind of. Neither of us have ever gotten into Marvel comics, so like. Oh, this is cool. Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness, WandaVision, and Spider-Man are all connected.
Oh, really?
That's super cool.
Interesting.
That makes me even more interested because, okay, everyone's always, like, confirming freaking Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire for that, and I can never figure out how solid those, like, confirmations are.
I don't even know. I think they're just leaks, or I don't know.
I can't, like, I did see a funny meme, though, that was, like, it was, like, a fake article, and it's, like, Hayden Christensen is confirmed to return as Anakin in Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness. That was funny.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
But, yeah, I'm really hyped for those three. especially if they're connected.
One thing that I love seeing is every so often I come across an article, let's take for like a Star Wars article, for example, where someone who hasn't seen Star Wars writes just the weirdest thing, kind of like, theory, Luke Skywalker is Anakin Skywalker's son. I know, it sounds crazy, but hear me out. Like, I haven't seen exactly that, just things like that, where they say the stupidest things in the title, I'm like, this has to be fake, and then I click on it, it's not fake. Not fake.
The thing is, though, if Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield come back, then I have to spend time watching all of their Spider-Man movies for the first time. And everyone says they're bad, so.
They're not bad. The second Spider-Man movie is the best Spider-Man movie besides Homecoming.
Everyone says Andrew Garfield's are not good.
They're not very good. I thought Andrew Garfield was very good in it, but movies just aren't that amazing.
And then finally we got Fantastic Four, which has always been constantly rumored to have John Krasinski. But there's no confirmation of that. I haven't seen the original Fantastic Four. What about Hayden Christensen?
Do you know that Hayden Christensen and Mark Hamill are rumored to take over the role of Iron Man and Iron Boy in
Iron Boy
in the next Iron Person movie?
It's really funny that Iron Person. It's really funny that Hayden Christensen is Mark Hamill's dad.
Oh, that's weird.
Like, that's hilarious to me, because Mark Hamill's, like, what, almost 70?
Yeah, something like that.
And Hayden Christensen's in his 30s.
I just have to say, Pixar animation's getting out. It's just getting mind-blowing. Look at that.
What am I looking at?
Pixar animation. Look at that Lightyear image. Oh, yeah. That just looks so good.
I love their style. It's a very good style. Because, like, it's not trying to... There are some movies that are, like, just trying to be super realistic.
Yeah, like Lion King. But this is... This
I don't think of Lion King as animation. I still think of that as live action, even though it's not.
But so with how they do it is their landscapes look realistic, but their characters look animated, but still not really animated, you know.
Speaking of animation, did you know that they use mocap for the Clone Wars season 7?
Yeah.
Apparently, a ton of fight scenes.
Oh yeah,
and stuff were all
I saw that. Like the when that episode first came out, I saw that fight between Ahsoka and Darth Maul. I was like, this looks too good. The movements, there's too much weight and movement, and this seems like mocap. I looked it up. Yeah, it was mocap. And apparently they got the original actor for Darth Maul to do it.
Ray Park?
Yeah.
When you think of Ray Darth Maul, do you think... I don't think anyone thinks of Ray Park at this point. I think everyone thinks of Sam Witwer. Right? Like, if I asked you who played Darth Maul, would you say Ray Park or Sam Witwer?
I wouldn't know their names.
You don't know who Sam Witwer is?
I know who he is. He's the Clone Wars guy who does all the epic monologues.
Kenobi!
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't know what that line's from because you haven't watched Rebels.
It's from Rebels. I've seen that.
Well, no crap. I just said that.
Bro, I know.
So yeah, that's all from Marvel.
Though I haven't seen Rebels, I've seen scenes that matter. Like,
can you please watch? Whoa! Oh, never mind. I was just looking at the bonus. There's a couple bonus things, and I saw Will Smith and Chris Hemsworth, and I thought they were making a movie together.
Yeah, but when
but it's actually just the National Geographic series.
When Connor and I literally were just recording another thing for this podcast, and then we saw that all of these things released, and I saw the trailer for Loki, and it's him dressed up and. Like a leprechaun, I'm like, Connor, Loki's a leprechaun now.
Oh, so here's, we're done with Marvel, right? So there's a list here of all the little bonus things. Noah Hawley is developing an alien series, like the Alien universe. Simon Pegg is reprising his role as Buck the Weasel in an Ice Age spinoff. I love Buck the Weasel.
Isn't that Blue Skies? Ice Age? Or did Disney buy Blue Skies, didn't they?
Probably. Disney buys everything.
Disney buys
Will Smith and Chris Hemsworth are each getting their own National Geographic series. And, we skipped over Disney, so I'm going to scroll back up there and I'll just read
Apparently
over that.
It's a subsidiary of Walt Disney.
Yeah, they also owned, whatever studio made The Nightmare Before Christmas, but they didn't want it under the Disney name because they thought it would be too scary, and Disney was all family friendly, so they released it under one of their sub companies. I can't remember what it was called.
It was extremely successful.
It became extremely successful, and it was a classic, so they're like, nope, we need that for us. And now it's all branded with Disney again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we skipped over Disney. I think that was the only one we skipped over. So I'm just going to read over these. I don't think either of us really care about any of this.
Yeah.
But But just for your own information, I'm going to read over this because we only went over the list of Star Wars and Marvel. We skipped Disney. Raya and the Last Dragon out March 5th. That looks kind of cool.
That animation looks really nice. I saw the concept art, and I thought it was going to be like hand-drawn animation. Just look at this quickly. What's it called? Like Raya and the Last Dragon concept art. I thought it was going to be like...
No, it's like the Moana style.
Yeah. Here, just Google Raya and the Last Dragon concept art, and we'll see what I mean.
All right. Speaking of hand-drawn animation, I still can't get over the animation from that Santa Claus movie.
Klaus? Oh, that's so good.
I still haven't seen it. I really want to.
It's really good.
I had money on that winning best animation at the Oscars, and it didn't, and I'm still mad.
Did you actually have money on it?
Well, no, but...
Did you see this animation?
I mean, bro, that's cool. They should have left it with that.
Yeah, I wanted it to be like hand-drawn animation. That would have been so cool. Because I miss...
They need to make more hand-drawn
They're
movies.
So good.
I think they need to go back to that.
Yeah.
That looks really... I like that animation or that concept art a lot. Okay, so you got Raya and the Last Dragon, which, again, interesting. Nothing about it. I think they released a trailer.
Yeah, they did.
Haven't watched it yet. Did you watch it?
Yeah.
You know what it's about?
Yeah.
What is it about?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember. I saw it like the day it released and haven't seen it since. It's about like some person with a sword riding on a beetle hedgehog.
Sounds good. Zootopia Plus, a series based on the little seen creatures of Zootopia, spring 2022. Baymax with an exclamation.
Baymax!
I'm gonna say it. It's got to be like Baymax.
Baymax.
Moana gets a musical comedy series spinoff. Tiana, new Princess and the Frog spinoff. My question is, do you keep the original animation style?
They better.
Lin-Manuel Miranda will be writing music for Pixar's new Columbia set musical comedy Encanto.
I'm scared.
And a long-form series, Iwaju, made with Kugali Media, is premiering on Disney Plus 2022.
Interesting.
So yeah, if you had to pick a thing you're most excited for out of Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, and Disney, just pick one from each, and then we can
Okay, let's see. I'm already at the bottom of the page, so...
Well, we already talked about it. How did you not decide
this?
I'll go first then. Star Wars, obviously Obi-Wan. Pixar, definitely Lightyear. Marvel, it has to be from these announcements, so I can't say Spider-Man.
Loki.
I'm going to go with WandaVision.
Interesting. So
I think WandaVision is going to be better. And then Disney, I don't care about anything coming from Disney, so I guess.
Except Soul.
That's Pixar, though.
Oh, that's Pixar. Just go with Raya and the Last Dragon.
Sure.
Okay, Ryan, so for me in Marvel, it is Loki. In Pixar movies, I'm excited for Soul.
The weird one.
What?
The weird
one. We're not gonna talk about that.
Soul wasn't announced though.
Oh, whatever. Lightyear.
It's fine. You can say Soul. You can say Soul.
Lightyear.
I'm more excited for Lightyear than Soul though.
For Disney, it's Raya and the Last Dragon, I guess. Star Wars movies, nothing there. Star Wars Disney Plus, Kenobi or Ahsoka. Because I haven't read the Thrawn novels, so I'm excited to see what Ahsoka does with Thrawn, so I could be introduced to Thrawn. But
please read them.
I started it like 2 weeks ago, and it was kind of boring, so I put it down.
It's not boring. It's an extremely...
Okay, I'll finish this sometime.
Oh, also, we forgot to read, like, there's a bunch of Pixar series as well. So you got Doug Days, Pixar Popcorn, Lightning McQueen and Mater, and then Win or Lose, a co-ed baseball or softball team.
Okay. Anyway.
And then movies from Pixar, because we didn't go over this either. Oh, yeah, there's just, like, two of them. And then the weird one, which we're going to neglect to talk about.
Yeah, that's weird.
So, yeah. But there's one we didn't talk about, which is Luca. There's not enough information about these to talk about any of them. So, yeah. That is Disney Investor Day.
Indeed. And I had no idea it was coming until Connor comes along and is like, Jackie, look at all these released. Ah! They're like, oh my gosh, it's Ahsoka.
So here's how it went down. My brother came in and was like, Connor, have you seen this? And I was like, no. So I looked it up. And then I was like, ah! And then I was like, Jackie, have you seen this? And all I'd seen was the Star Wars stuff. So I showed him the Star Wars stuff. Had you seen it before I showed you that or no?
No.
So yeah, I showed you the Star Wars stuff. And then we're recording like a thing. And I'm just looking at the Star Wars stuff. And then I see that Disney – I was on Star Wars Twitter. And then I see that Disney retweeted a tweet – or Star Wars retweeted a tweet from Disney that was like, today's Disney Investor Day. Check out this other stuff. And I just started clicking these links, and I get like a billion things from Star Wars and Pixar and Disney and everything. And I was like, whoa. And even National Geographic. But no one cares about National Geographic, Disney. Like, why is that promoted on Disney Plus, like up on the top with Star Wars and Pixar and Marvel?
Because you love National Geographic, Connor. You love
The only thing I watched from National Geographic is I watched like 3 episodes of that Jeff Goldblum show. But who knows? Maybe I'll want to watch Chris Hemsworth test the limits of the human body.
Bruh, is that an actual thing?
That's what it just said.
That doesn't sound safe.
Or also can watch Will Smith. Let me find it again. I can watch Will Smith. Attempt to unlock the secrets of the planet's most extraordinary and unexplained phenomena. Phenomena. Phenomena.
So
I know it's phenomena, but
here's what we're doing. I have to go play Clue with my family now because they told me they wanted to play Clue. So I was gonna have to go win some of that. And yeah, we'll end the episode off here.
Yeah. It was Jackie in the ballroom with the candlestick. Bye.